No mother or father is perfect, but they are still due honor. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you on the land which the Lord your God gives you. We want to answer the question, what does it mean to honor our father and mother? We want to answer the question, why is it so important? Why did God write it with his finger, etch it in stone, carve it in stone? And number three, how do we do it? What are practical ways to do that?
Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you, that it may go well with you. Would you like to get in on that promise from God? Great! This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and thank you for joining us today as we continue our journey this month through all the Ten Commandments. Today, Pastor Jeff explains what the fifth commandment means, practically speaking, and share some everyday ways to honor your parents today and throughout your life. The message is from Pastor Jeff's new 10-lesson series entitled Written in Stone, A Study of the Ten Commandments. Now, this series is also our gift of thanks to you for your support to From His Heart this month of any amount. You can get it in the format of your choice. Just go online to get yours at fromhisheart.org. But first, open your Bible to the book of Exodus and turn to chapter 20, as Pastor Jeff Shreve begins part one of the lesson today entitled, The Commandment with a Promise.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. It's the command with a promise. It's the only one of the 10 that has a promise built in, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Now, when Moses in Deuteronomy repeats the 10 commandments, he says this, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you on the land which the Lord your God gives you. So there's a little bit of added information that it, when you do this, here's the promise that you live long on the earth, that it goes well with you. And Paul picks this up in Ephesians chapter 6 when he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. So in all caps in the New American Standard, anytime in the New Testament, in the New American Standard, when it's in all caps, that means it's quoting from the Old Testament. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Well, who doesn't want it to go well with them? Who doesn't want to live long on the earth? You're never going to have that, God says, unless you honor your father and mother. So that's a wonderful promise for those who will do it. Dwight L. Moody once said, no man or woman who dishonors father or mother will ever prosper. Because God has fixed it. He has written it in stone. This is primary. The first two people you meet in life are father and mother, and you honor them. And if you dishonor them, you're not going to be blessed. Our society today is filled with dishonor in the home. And we can't prosper individually, we can't prosper collectively if we're violating the fifth commandment. If we're saying, God, we don't care what you say, we're gonna do it our own way. Dr. J. Gresham Machen was a theologian. He died in 1937. This is what he said before he died, almost 100 years ago. America is running on the momentum of a godly ancestry. When that momentum goes, God help America. We are seeing that momentum going. We don't have godly homes like we once did. And we don't have people obeying the fifth commandment like we once did. But hey, here's the good news. You can't fix everybody, but you can work on yourself. And you can start doing the fifth commandment. Wherever you are in life, you can start honoring your father and your mother. So we want to look at this very practical way to look at this commandment today. We want to answer the question, what does it mean to honor our father and mother? We want to answer the question, why is it so important? Why did God write it with his finger, etch it in stone, carve it in stone? And number three, how do we do it? What are practical ways to do that? So those three questions that we want to answer. So question number one, God wants us to know what it means. What does it mean? Well, God says, here, I'm going to tell you what it means. This is what it means. Honor your father and your mother. The word honor in Hebrew, it's the word kavod. It's used 156 times in the Old Testament. It means to be weighty, to be heavy, to be glorious. That's the word kavod. And when we honor someone, we attach weight to their personhood, to their place, their position. Hey, you have a weighty position. You have a glorious position. In the New Testament, when Paul says, honor your father and mother, obviously he's writing in Greek, not in Hebrew. And that word in the Greek means to prize, to revere, to put a value on. And when we honor our father and mother, we put a value on the position that God has given them in our lives. So very simply, honor is an attitude of respect that endures throughout life. Sometimes we get the idea that the fifth commandment is for kids. It's just for little kids. Hey, little kids, honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you, that you'll live a long life. But it's not just for little kids, although little kids are definitely included. It's for everyone. And see, this commandment doesn't have a shelf life. It doesn't say honor your father and mother until you turn 18. And then you're on your own and do whatever you want. No, this is an attitude of respect that we give our parents all throughout our lives. Now, it does look different as you get older. So when we talk about children, 18 and under, living under the parents' roof, children are to obey their parents in the Lord. Do they have an attitude of respect? Of course. Yes, you honor. And you're 12 years old, you honor your parents, but you also obey your parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Why? Because you're living under their roof. And so they make the rules. They have house rules, and it's your job to obey your parents because you're not out on your own. You're under their roof. And we obey, Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord. See, parents, God uses parents as a representation of himself in the life of a child as they train up a child in the way that they should go. Now, parents are not God, but they serve as the representative of God, and no parent is a perfect parent. I'm not, you're not, we're not, but we serve for our children. We serve as the kind of the link between God and the child. And okay, so you obey me because you're supposed to do that. It is right in the Lord. You say, well, what if your parents ask you to do something that you shouldn't do? What if they ask you to steal? Should you do that? Obviously not. I mean, we must obey God rather than men. And so if your mom or dad is not an upstanding person, not a moral person, doesn't have a moral compass, and asks you to do something, hey, help me steal, help me lie, help me do this, help me do that. We don't do that. But in a normal sense of life, you obey your parents in the Lord. I heard about a mom, and she took her six-year-old son out to the restaurant. And they had a deal at the restaurant, children four and under eat free. And so she told her six-year-old, she said, now listen, if they ask you, you tell them you're four, because then we get to eat free. And so they go into the restaurant, they sit down, and then what do you want to order? The waiter comes, what do you want to order? And she orders. And then and she said, and my son will have the special. And the waiter looked at the boy, and he said, son, how old are you? He said, 4 years old. He said, son, do you know what happens to little boys who lie? He said, yep, we get to eat free. You obey your parents in the Lord unless they're asking you to sin against God, but that's obviously not what the Lord is referencing here. And that's what we do as children because of the golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules, and when you're living under mom and dad's roof, you go by mom and dad's rules. But now as adults, when we get older, when we leave the nest, for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. We start our own family. We revere our parents in the Lord. We always have that attitude of respect for our parents. Leviticus 19:3, every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. And so we have that attitude toward our parents. They stand in the place of God, so to speak, for us. And we always hold them in such high esteem and high regard. So that's what it means to honor your father and mother. Now, the second question, why is it so important? I mean, why did this one make the Ten Commandments? And why is this the foundational command that springs all of the horizontal commands? Well, not only does God want us to know what it means, but God wants us to know why it is so important. Now, what does the Lord say concerning a person who doesn't do this? You know, it's the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you'll live long in the land. But what if you don't do it? What if you say, I don't want to obey that. I don't want to honor my parents. My parents aren't honorable, so I'm not going to honor them. Deuteronomy chapter 21. If any man has a stubborn and rebellious son, who will not obey his father or his mother, and when they chastise him, he will not even listen to them, then his father and his mother shall seize him and bring him out to the elders of his city at the gateway of his hometown, and they shall say to the elders of his city, this son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard, and he smells bad. I just added in the smell. I mean, it was just kind of, you know, it's going. Then all the men of his city shall stone him to death. So you shall remove the evil from your midst, and all Israel shall hear of it and fear. Now, we don't have a record that they actually did this, but that was the command. This is how serious it is. You say, well, that's Old Testament. Jesus would never talk like that. Au contraire. Matthew chapter 15, when the Pharisees saying, hey, why do your disciples break the commandments? He said, they don't break the commandments. They break your traditions. But he said, let me ask you, why do you break the commandments of God? For he says in Matthew 15:4, for God said, honor your father and mother, and he who speaks evil of father or mother, let him be put to death. He quotes from Exodus chapter 21, verse 17. It's a serious thing to curse your father and mother. It's a serious thing to disobey your parents. You know, in the New Testament, when we read in Romans 1, when we read in 2 Timothy 3, in the last days, difficult times will come, and then it gives a laundry list of the sins that will happen in the last days. When Paul in Romans 1 talks about when God gives a person over, a nation over, a society over to a depraved mind, he talks about all the sins. There's going to be murder. There's going to be greed. There's going to be wickedness and arrogance. They're going to be haters of God. And he mentions disobedient to parents. He lumps it in there with all those horrible sins because that is a horrible, horrible sin. Now, why is this so important? Why does God put it in there? Why is it? We don't see it as, I mean, you murder somebody versus disobedience to parents. That's like saying, comparing murder to going, you know, 65 in a 55. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's that big a deal. It's a huge deal. Honoring your parents teaches you to honor authority. Why does God have this in the Ten Commandments? Because it's so critical, because it teaches you about authority. Listen, your parents are not your peers. And parents, don't try and be your kids' peers or your kids' pals. You're their parents. And right off the bat, honor your father and mother, that shows a kid, hey, mom and dad have a position that I don't have. They have an elevated position. There is a gap in here between me and my parents, and I have to hold them in the highest regard because God commands me to do that. And so it teaches a kid early on about authority, and we honor authority. Now, they stand in the place of God, and they're to train us up in the fear and instruction of the Lord, the fear and admonition of the Lord. And so through our parents, then we're to learn the fear of the Lord, because that's the beginning point of everything. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and destruction. When you understand that God is God and I'm not God, and you give God his rightful place as king, and you take your rightful place as slave before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that's what we teach our children. That's very primary, and they do that through honoring their father and mother. That is the first step. And then they learn there is authority that God puts in life, authority structures that God puts in life. Romans chapter 13, the Apostle Paul says this, "Let every person be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those which exist are established by God. Therefore, he who resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and those who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves." You know, when you see people out on the street marching, no justice, no peace. We're going to destroy this town because there's no justice, therefore there's going to be no peace. Well, no justice, they're participating in no justice. They're perpetrating no justice when they're destroying people's properties. Anytime you see that, just know this is not of God, because God is not the author of rebellion. You know who is the author of rebellion? Satan. Because before he became Satan was Lucifer, the most beautiful angel God made. And what did he do? He rebelled against God. And he said, I'm not going to worship God. I'm going to make myself like the Most High God. He rebelled against God. He took a third of the angels with him in his rebellion, and he was cast down. Hey, when you participate in rebellion, just know that's not coming from the Lord. That is coming from the liar and the father of lies, who is a murderer from the beginning, who comes to steal and kill and destroy. So very, very important to honor authority, and that's baked in. God says, hey, this is really critical. Honor your father and mother, because you need to learn to honor authority. And secondly, honoring your parents teaches you the value of family. The value of family, the importance of family. Now, to the Jews, family's everything. And if you couldn't have a child, and you're a Jewish girl and you can't have a child, you're devastated. We're going through the book of Genesis on Wednesday nights, and we talked about Jacob, whose name got changed to Israel, who has 12 sons, the 12 tribes of Israel, really important guy. Well, he has a wife, Rachel, and she can't have children. Remember, he had Rachel, whom he loved, and he got snookered into taking Leah. And Leah was of weak eyes, but Rachel was beautiful in form and face. And what does that mean? Leah's of weak eyes means she looks a whole lot better in the dark. And so he gets this girl, but she's very fertile. She's having a lot of kids, and her sister, Rachel's not having any kids. And she says to Jacob, give me children lest I die. He said, well, am I in the place of God? I don't control the opening of your womb. But that's how much she wanted that. You read in 1 Samuel, Hannah couldn't have any children, and she wept bitter tears asking the Lord to open her womb. Children, so important. Family, so important. In our world today, we've lost the importance of family. And one of the things that we see, if you keep up with culture, what's going on, the government is trying to separate parents from children. Schools are trying to indoctrinate children away from their parents, teaching their kids not reading, writing, and arithmetic, but all sorts of perversion. And they don't want the parents to know. We separate the kids from the parents. Hitler did that with his Hitler Youth, separating the kids and trying to break that bond between parents and children. God is teaching us how important family is. You think about in the book of Genesis, before God ever established the church, before he ever established education, before he ever established government, he established marriage and family. He established the home. And if you destroy the home, you destroy society, you destroy civilization. Because once the home goes, then everything else falls apart. A community is only as strong as its churches, and a church is only as strong as its marriages and families. Teachers and coaches and educators, they see firsthand what's going on in the destruction of the family because it shows up in the kids, and the kids are angry. And they're dealing with angry kids, and there's no honor in the home, and mom and dad aren't honorable. And the kids aren't honoring mom and dad. And they grow up in a home where there are no rules, there are no out of bounds markers, everything is just wide open. And they come to school, and what's the school supposed to do? Hey, you gotta police these kids, you gotta control these kids and corral these kids. They have no discipline. They have no respect for authority because that got broken down in the home. That's where it's supposed to be taught, in the home. And so now the teachers, the coaches, the administrators, here's the problem, you fix it. Well, they can't fix that. How are you supposed to fix that? And there's such a rebellion toward authority. I mean, you have a conflict with the teacher. Well, that teacher, we're gonna get that teacher fired. You have a conflict with the coach. We're gonna go down there and straighten him out. You have a conflict with the principal. We're gonna go down there and we're coming for that person. Because we're gonna rebel. There's not this sense of we yield to authority. We may not like it, but we yield to it. And so that sense of family, that sense of authority, that's baked in to the fifth commandment.
Today, you heard part one of this lesson from Pastor Jeff's new series, Written in Stone, a study of the Ten Commandments. And we'll continue to explore these significant truths revolving around the fifth commandment next time, as Pastor Jeff begins to describe how we can practically keep the commandment to honor your father and mother and reap the reward. Now, in this series, we'll also learn why it's so important and practical and eternally significant for us to know and live out the Ten Commandments in our lives. To help you do that, we'd like to send you this new series on a USB flash drive, an immediate digital download, CDs or DVDs, your choice, when you make that gift to From His Heart this month of any amount. Your gifts make it possible for Pastor Jeff's teachings to be heard around the world to countless millions of people on radio and television each week. What a joy it is to be a part of that kind of outreach, and also what a responsibility as well. All you give goes to help us to get these lessons in the ears and hearts of people everywhere. To make your gift, call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org. And when you do, request the new series, Written in Stone, a study of the Ten Commandments. Your support will help bless this ministry and the people who will grow in their faith because of it. God bless you for what you can do to help us expand this ministry this month, now in our 20th anniversary year broadcasting the good news to hurting people each day. Well, thanks for joining us today on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, trusting today's message was a blessing to you, and we invite you right back here tomorrow for part two of the lesson entitled, The Commandment with a Promise. That's Tuesday, when again we'll open up God's Word and share real truth, real love, and real hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more about that. Go to FromHisHeart.org.